Thank you, Mrs. Whitney Rapp, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share more about this opportunity.
Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. So I'm Whitney Rapp. I am the director of the EV Career Pathways grant. And basically what that is, it's a clean energy initiative. We're partnering with Rivian and Heartland, our partnering, just to provide resources to the community and kind of help connect, people, individuals in various pathways to get into that higher technical skill sets in clean energy and EV field.
And today we are speaking about the Certified Manufacturing Associate Pre-Apprenticeship Training Program.
Mm-hmm.
First, can you explain what the pre-apprenticeship, also known as CMFGA program, mm-hmm. is and what it entails?
The Certified Manufacturing Associate, like pre-apprenticeship, is part of our EV Career Pathways initiative. So basically supporting clean energy, it's supported through our clean energy grant that we have partnered with Rivian. It's a 5-week program, which we have just run our first pilot, so we're kind of making some tweaks as we go. But that initiative is intended to just, like, help upskill people that are interested in entering into manufacturing or can be, like, if they have interested in a career change or shift into that or just a foot in the door to kind of get them into that pathway towards EV careers.
And what type of students can sign up for this program? Are there certain interests or types of learning that students embrace in this program?
Sure. Anyone 18 years and older can participate. It definitely is like it's helpful to have computer skills in your background. It's partially workforce development essential skills, and it's partially manufacturing basics essentials. And the manufacturing technical side of it is all online. So it's helpful to have. You actually are still meeting as a group in person, but you get on a computer and, go through the virtual modules. So it's helpful to have a bit of computer awareness as you're in your background. It's very visual. It's definitely helpful to have people that are interested in working collaboratively, kind of, partnering with other people. Manufacturing in general is a team effort. So as you're kind of getting the basics of this, the program is also developed to be that as well, to be collaborative.
From what I understand, Heartland is making partnerships throughout the Bloomington Normal community. What makes this program at Heartland Community College different from other programs at other colleges and universities in the area?
One big part is definitely our partnership with Rivian, just really making sure that we are on the cutting edge of industry and that, both in the aspect of best practices in manufacturing in general as it's entry level. This program is specifically designed for those entry level candidates, but it's also intended to be a growth opportunity into those career, EV careers down the road so that you're kind of set up for that. And that partnership with Rivian has been essential. We have worked closely with them to identify curriculum and training and, what are the essential things that they see that they are needing in employees to be successful in the future, down the line. So that's been really helpful, kind of being on the cutting edge of all of that technology and skills as well as like some of the basic best practices. And we're, being very intentional about being inclusive, helping to reduce barriers by, if people have certain things in their life that come up that make it difficult to make a career change or shift into, new area of the, wherever that is, there's grant funding provided through the program to kind of assist with some of those barriers and help reduce that.
What can you tell us about the journey in the pre-apprenticeship program, and how would you describe it?
It's short, so the program is intended to be 5 weeks, which, like I said, we just ran our first pilot, so that may adjust a little bit, maybe to 6 weeks, just as we need to make sure we're building in enough time. But 5 weeks... Each session includes both the essential work skills. It's kind of about collaboration, teamwork, making sure can you show up on time, all that kind of stuff. But a lot of, conflict resolution, that type of thing. And then the other portion of it being the online modules. It's fast, but it's also very supported, right? So the time that you're there spent in class is with an instructor, with other people from, you know, the community that are participating in the program. So it's collaborative. And at the end of the day, you get the opportunity to take the CMFGA credential, the exam. And if you are able to successfully pass the exam, you walk away from that program with a true certification that is applied to anything manufacturing, not just Rivian. It can be, you know, anywhere manufacturing. The program that we've selected is SME Tooling U, so they have that CMFGA certification, and it's nationally recognized. So you would walk away, assuming you're successful in completing the exam, you'd walk away with that certification to acknowledge the work that you've put forward and the skills that you've gained.
How did you decide on the program's content so that students are prepared for the workplace?
So we work closely with Rivian because, you know, that's our main partner. So they helped us select, or we work together, I should say, to select a nationally recognized program. And that's where we went with the Tooling U program. But it's, you know, industry recognized. So people are aware of this certification in the manufacturing industry. And it's a great foundation for anyone that's interested in going in that direction. We were able to review curriculum from the company, from the vendor, and make sure that it's well aligned to what the needs are here locally, but also that it's applicable to all manufacturing across the globe.
Is there any assistance that the program provides?
Yeah. So we, you know, in addition to just like the assistance from the instructor, that, you know, the teamwork kind of aspect of it. So there's also career coaching. They do like resume support towards the end. Our community organizations that are working with our teams on this provide like resume support as well. And then I also mentioned the barrier reduction funds. So if there's an emergency and, you know, you need help with transportation or, you know, various things like that, even if it's just like paying a bill, right? And that's hindering me from being able to get gas in my car to get there, that kind of thing. There's funds set aside for some of those emergencies as well to be able to support. And then additionally, probably one of the bigger benefits of the program is that there's a stipend for participation. So anyone that goes through each week, you get a weekly stipend for successfully working on the modules, showing up to class, being there in person, you know, and being an engaged participant. There's a weekly stipend for that as well.
With there being several large manufacturing companies in Central Illinois, are there any partnerships with some of these companies that will allow students to be employed after completing the pre-apprenticeship?
Yeah, so we've obviously mentioned Rivian. That partnership has been a long, strong partnership over the last few years here as we're developing this specific program. But we're also reaching out to other manufacturers here in Bloomington, Bloomington Normal, but also anywhere outside of the area as well. This program provides the foundation for being able to go work in a manufacturing environment, kind of just validates, I have awareness, I have the skill set to be able to, like, one, know what manufacturing really is about, and two, I'm interested and want to continue to pursue it, but have that basic foundation to do it. But we are continuing to, you know, reach out to our community members here in the local area and surrounding region to see, you know, continue to build partnerships as the program evolves.
In this male-dominated field, what would you say to women who are interested in this field? How can this program ensure that women are prepared and feel confident when entering the workplace?
Yeah, I would say women belong in manufacturing. Like, you belong here. You know, we need the women's leadership and creativity to be able to just continue to move manufacturing forward. And manufacturing has truly evolved, right? There's a lot more opportunities for anyone that's interested in manufacturing, but for women as well to kind of share their voice and be part of the process. We built this program intentionally to be inclusive of anyone that's interested and making sure that there's collaboration, that there's teamwork, that there's inclusiveness, you know, including various groups. So I think definitely it is male dominated still, but it doesn't have to be. Like, the opportunity is there for women.
After you have shared a lot about this program, why should students and the community care about this opportunity? Is there a demand for manufacturing knowledge and employees, not just in Central Illinois, but also outside of this area?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think manufacturing is a big part of the process of, you know, transitioning to clean energy. And that whole initiative kind of comes from, you know, we have to think about the whole picture, not just the end machine. So there's a strong demand for technical skill sets and those in the field of manufacturing. And then, you know, as you enter a manufacturing facility, that's the, you know, foundation. But then you can upskill from there, like you can continue to grow. And, you know, as we've dived into our partnership with Rivian and hope to continue to grow that with other manufacturers as well, the goal is to, you know, we brought people in at the base level, but we want to grow our people. We want to continue to help people find careers and get more training. We've already invested in you, right? Like that, the goal is you come in understanding what manufacturing is, but then we've already invested in you. We want to continue to see you grow and be successful down that pathway. So I think it's a great opportunity globally here in like in the whole globe, right? But also here in Central Illinois. But any of these skill sets, they, you know, somebody goes, works at the local manufacturing, great. But you can also take that anywhere in the world.
Since this is a fairly new program, how long will this opportunity last? Is there a permanent certificate program of Heartland Community College? Can students ensure that they take full advantage and don't miss this opportunity?
Yes. So right now, the program is currently funded through 2026 through our EV Career Pathways grant, but we are working to make it long-term sustainable and a permanent part of Heartland. So I would say, you know, if you're hearing this, sign up now, get involved now, just to be part of the early process. And, you know, things, our partners that are working with us and at Heartland, the program itself does fill up kind of fast, but we're continuing to run additional cohorts. So we just finished our pilot run. And we're already ready to go into our second cohorts and scheduling out our third, fourth, and fifth cohorts. So as you're interested, you can go online and kind of sign up for the program and learn more about it. But I would encourage people to sign up quick. The actual website to get online is heartland.edu/manufacturing. So pretty simple there. Just you can go to the general Heartland website and just search manufacturing, or you can type in the whole address, so heartland.edu/manufacturing.
Is this also where students sign up for the class?
Yep. On that website, so heartland.edu/manufacturing, you're going to see additional resources and just more information about the program itself. But towards the, you know, scroll down towards the bottom of the page, there's a link to say, like, I want to sign up. So you can click on that link, and then it'll take you to, you identify if you want day classes or evening classes. We right now are working with two community partners to provide those, to provide the program. So the YWCA and the Minority Business Development Center are our two community organizations that are, we're working with. We're also expanding to partner with Youth Build and Dreams Are Possible. So a lot of exciting things, a lot of community members coming together to kind of support this program. But right now, those two, the YWCA and the Minority Business Development Center, are our two current partners who are offering cohorts in the day and in the evening, so they kind of have that flexibility. And you would just select which one you would prefer, and then they will reach out and get you connected.
Thank you, Mrs. Whitney Rapp, for your time with us today. And yeah, we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.